Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of February, 2018, and it is Wednesday morning. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about passage in Psalms 118:9, which says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." You know, in my lifetime, I have seen many, many presidents come and go. You know, seen Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, George Bush, Senior, still with us, and George Bush Jr., but Eisenhower's gone, Richard Nixon's gone, Gerald Ford is gone, Ronald Reagan is gone, Ronald Reagan's wife is gone, Gerald Ford's wife is gone, Pat Nixon is gone. Jimmy Carter and his wife are still living, but Bill Clinton and his wife are still living. Trump and his wife are still living. We've seen many, many come and go. Spiro Agnew, you know, Dan Quayle, Ronald Reagan and his wife are both gone. And, you know, this shows us the brevity of life, doesn't it? The brevity of life. Last 10 years of his life, Ronald Reagan was virtually not even here. He had Alzheimer's so bad. His wife stayed by his side the whole time, up until the time that he died. But the lesson here is that we are all passing away. You know, some of people have the attitude that they're going to live forever right here on this earth. It's not going to happen. You know, even though many people live up to a ripe old age, 93, 94 years old, they still are among those that are passing away. Put no confidence in princes. Many people put all this faith and confidence in someone who is running for political office. You know, whether it be Bob Dole or Jimmy Carter or whoever. And they think they're going to save the nation. And you can really see evidence of how man is exalted by looking or watching at one of these funerals, watching Reagan's funeral, or watching Nixon's funeral, or watching you know, the funeral of Eisenhower, or the funeral of Roosevelt, or the funeral of you know, it doesn't matter. John F. Kennedy is another one that we've seen, and how his life was taken and snuffed out. God is the one who raises up kings and brings down kings. And to watch these funerals, you get the sense that people actually think that these people, with all of this power, are the ones that are actually orchestrating the events. May the credit people give mere man. They do not give God the glory in all things. They give man the glory, don't they? They put man upon a throne and upon a pedestal. Doesn't matter what great leader you're talking about. With a lot of power that God has placed in that person's life. God's the one that raises them up. Even evil kings and evil rulers, like people like Pope Francis or Bill Clinton or Trump. God's the one that raises these people up, and he's the one that brings them down. Margaret Thatcher, or doesn't really matter who we're talking about. And sometimes we have to be reminded that these people are mere men. Isaiah tells us that men are like grass. They wither away. You know, that they're likened to grasshoppers. You know, less than grasshoppers. But God rules supreme in the armies of heaven. And he hath done whatsoever he please. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Christ has created all things by the word of his power. All things were created by him and for him. God has given Christ power over all flesh. All of the salutes and all the praise and all the glory and all the honor should be given to Christ. Hail to the chief should be played for Jesus Christ. He's the chief of all things. He's the ruler. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Not presidents and princes and kings and prime ministers. No. God's the one that have put these people in their places. And all these people who have run for political offices, Goldwater, George Wallace, they've all now gone the way of men down to the grave. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and life. Our hope is in the fact that even though these mortal bodies are going to see death, that we are going to be raised incorruptible. If we're in Christ, we're going to be given a glorified body. And we will be seated in heavenly places with him in Christ Jesus. I'm looking forward to the day when we're in heaven, when all honor and glory is given to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and not to princes and kings of this earth. when we can sing the song, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might." When we can see our blessed Savior sitting upon His throne, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And then there will be no man on the throne other than Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He has given us a great promise in His Word. "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me. I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls." So this morning, let us exalt the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And let us be reminded that we are not to put our confidence in the princes of this world. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. May the good Lord be with you in a special way today is my prayer. God bless.